Hey everyone, this is Sean Plott, aka Day 9, presenting today a simple Goon Reaver push for Protoss. So you'll hear me say time and time again that the most important component of strong strategy is having really good transitions. It's linking together all the parts of your game in a seamless fashion. So for instance, let's take very standard Terran vs. Zerg. The Terran opens up with a Medic Marine Tank Vessel push, and when Zerg starts approaching Hive Tech, Terran gets a second starport and starts going Vessel. At this point, Terrans tend to stop making tanks, and they start making Vultures with Mines, because then they can save all the gas that they would have spent on tanks on those extra science vessels and the plus one upgrades, or I guess plus two, plus whatever upgrades at that point, for the Medic Marine Army. And this simple transition is great because it allows the Terran player to move from a tank-centric mid-game that involves a 3-4 tank push in one vessel to a vessel-centric late game where the Terran has a full control group of vessels and has mines planted everywhere, and it's much more focused on mobility in the late game as opposed to some really strong one-punch style push. With that in mind, let's stop and look at Up Magic against Effort, a Terran vs. Zerg on Outsider. Up Magic opened up with a 3-port Valkyrie Wraith opening. It was really aggressive and really, really unusual, and it sort of threw Effort off kilter. And if you saw the live reports or the chats during that game, everyone was saying, "Oh, I love Up Magic. He always does these awesome aggressive openings. Go Up Magic." Personally, I like this style of play, but when I saw it, my immediate concern was, how on earth is Up Magic going to transition out of this? He doesn't have any important tech structures, he only has one factory, only has one barracks. What is going to be his stage 2, and how is he going to get there without dying? And if you watch the game, a lot of players were shocked when Up Magic lost pretty easily in the later stages of the game. Effort pretty much looked like he was losing the entire time, and then just won all of a sudden. And that is a direct result of the fact that Up Magic's play has a very difficult transition out of that 3-starport aggressive play. So with these two examples in mind, I figured that instead of doing some high-level, long podcast that had lots of theory, which is a lot of my other podcasts, I instead would focus on one really simple, easy build that we could look at as an example to thinking about things in terms of transitions. The build we're going to learn today is a very easy Goon Reaver push for Protoss. I specifically chose this build because pretty much anybody can do it. If you're a D-level Protoss and you're struggling in Protoss vs. Zerg, I strongly recommend this build because it's just so easy to pull off. So first, we're going to do a really fast run-through of the build and talk about why the transitions in it are so good. And then I'm just going to redo the build a little more in-depth, so that way you'll have a very solid starting point to start fiddling around and crushing faces on Icy Cup. So here's the basic play. Protoss opens up with a 1-gate fast gas opening and goes straight for Corsairs. Instead of getting Dark Templar and expanding, which is the typical play, the Protoss instead gets a second gateway and goes straight for Reavers. And when the Protoss moves out with his first push of Dragoons and Reavers, he generally wins. Or he'll cripple the Zerg and win with the second Goon Reaver push. And that's pretty much it. And a lot of you are thinking that that sounds way too trivial for me to make a big deal about it. However, all the components of this build work together so well. So the basic underlying idea is that the Protoss screws up the Zerg's economy enough early on so that the Zerg cannot have enough units to hold off that Goon Reaver push. And this is a subtle point that's really important to make. A lot of players think that, oh, I'm just going to screw up his economy. I'm going to storm drop him and harass him because that's good. But you should be doing that harassment and putting them at a setback so you can take advantage of it in some fashion. With this Goon Reaver push, the Corsair comes out, and the Zerg now has to spend all this money dealing with anti-air, and he has to pull all his overlords back, so he's lost information, and he's lost all that money trying to keep his existing overlords alive. But right when Zerg is feeling comfortable holding off that Corsair, Protoss is coming out with two gateways worth of Dragoons and Zealots. So now, the Zerg is spending all this money on sunken colonies at his front. In fact, a lot of times when you watch this build in practice, if the Zerg goes three hatch, one of those hatcheries tends to start building up larvae, because the Zerg just doesn't have enough money to build stuff from it. And last, once Zerg is feeling confident that he can hold off all these Zealots and Dragoons at his front and hold off those Corsairs running around, a Reaver comes along and pushes right up the middle of his base to those sunken colonies and then kills him. Moreover, this build is so awesome because it's so logical and easy to do. Pretty much anything that the Zerg does, this Goon Reaver push can transition to a counter really easily. If the Zerg player is making a ton of Zerglings early on, then the Protoss doesn't need to move out with that initial Zealot Goon army. He can just wait till he has a Reaver and deal with it. If the Zerg is going for really fast Mutalisks, well, Protoss already has two gates making Dragoons, and he can immediately start making Corsairs out of that Stargate. If the Zerg starts going Lurkers, you can just get an Observatory, because you already have a Robotics Bay. And all this is so easy because you got that Corsair early on, so you see exactly what the Zerg is doing, and you know exactly what position he's in. Plus, since you're one-basing for so long, you don't need to worry about some sort of elaborate defense for your first expansion. You have a ramp with a whole bunch of units on top. You're fine. So we have all these easy transitions, and most importantly, everything we do has purpose. We're not harassing for the sake of harassing or messing up his economy for the sake of messing up his economy. We are doing all those things specifically because it magnifies the strength of our Goon Reaver push. So let's go through the build once more in detail and just wrap things up. The Protoss will open up with an 8 pylon 10 gate. And in general, I like to keep those pretty close to my Nexus, just in case the Zerg tries to do some sort of early Zergling stuff. There's no need for it to be all the way to the ramp, in the case if I was 2-gating or something like that. Protoss gets 11 gas, 13 core, still hasn't scouted yet. I like to keep a probe mining in my base instead of scouting, just because the little extra minerals makes things a little bit more smooth. And plus, you're not going to be doing any major deviations early, so scouting him ultra fast, like after your gateway or your pylon, just is not necessary. At this stage, I strongly prefer to get the Stargate before the first Zealot, because as a Zerg player, it really messes me up much more when that Corsair comes out unbelievably quickly. In fact, a lot of times, I don't even have enough gas to start my Hydralisk Den at the time that the first Corsair pops out. So I always prefer the faster Corsair because of the horrible position it puts the Zerg in. And I know a lot of people really like getting that first Zealot early on because they think that they need it for the 9 pool. You really, really don't. Excuse me. In fact, of all openings that Zerg can do, the 9 pool is the most important to get the fast Corsair against, because the 9 pool has no defense against it. What anti-air is he going to get with just, you know, 8, 9 drones, however much he'll have in the early game? That the fast Corsair will screw over 9 pool the most, and the way that you can hold off the 9 pool, the actual Zerglings that get to your base, is to make sure that the second unit out of your gateway is a Dragoon. A lot of players, when they go fast Corsair, go Zealot, Zealot, Dragoon. You always, always, no matter what the Zerg is doing, you want to go Zealot, Goon, Zealot. Getting that Dragoon up really, really early is absolutely key. It will allow you to hold off Zerglings much more easily, and any Overlord that tries to sort of sneak in your base and see what's up, you can kill it without having to bring your Corsair all the way back. So at this point, my Corsair is getting ready to start running around his base, and I have my Dragoon and my Zealot, and I'll be making a second Zealot, which is my third gateway unit. And at this point, I have two choices. Based upon what my Corsair sees, I can either get my second gateway, and then get range, and then my robotics facility, or I can get my robotics facility, my second gateway, and then get range later. In the first case, if I get my second gateway really early on, I can put a little more pressure on Zerg with just Dragoons and Zealots. Naturally, the disadvantage is that my Reaver is more delayed. In the second case, where I get my Robo Bay, then my second gateway in range, this means that my Dragoon Reaver push is a little bit faster. I can still do pressure with Dragoons and Zealots in the early game, but it might not be as threatening and might not force my Zerg opponent to do as much as I want him to. And a really important timing to note, if you start the range upgrade right when the robotics facility finishes, then the range upgrade will finish right as your Reaver does, and you can move out with about 12 Dragoons with range and Reavers. Personally, I prefer the second choice. I prefer to get my Reaver out a little faster and have fewer units, but make sure that my push happens very, very quickly. Definitely feel free to experiment. Just wanted to make sure that those two options were very clear. Whichever one you choose to do, however, it's very important to note that around 40 food, or maybe even as low as 36, 37, you can start cutting probes. You do not need nonstop probe production when you're doing this build. Nonstop probe production, SCV production, is used to make sure that when your expansions finish, you can transfer probes and SCVs to them to make sure that they're operational at max capacity immediately. However, we're not going to be expanding anytime soon, so there's really no point in getting that many probes early on. Given the structure of this build, it's much more important to make sure you have all the units out in maximum number as quickly as possible. At this stage of the game, you have so many options. Your first push, a lot of the times, will kill him. If that doesn't work and it looks like it did a lot of damage, you can choose to add on some more gateways and start really pounding him down with Dragoons and Reavers. And if you're low on gas, you can throw some Zealots into the mix. If your opponent seems to be turtling really hard and going for Mutalisks, you can get a whole bunch of Corsairs with your Dragoons, and you can even do something cute like do an elevator drop with your shuttle. Or if you just think that the game's looking pretty even, you can take your expansion. Again, the basic structure is just Corsairs into ground units into Reavers, and it's so fun because you seize control right from the outset with that early Corsair and you never let up all game long. And you have so many options no matter what the Zerg's doing that it's just a very, very solid way to open. And just a few other tidbits to note before I wrap things up. This build works great on maps that have very close starting positions. So, for instance, Requiem is one of the best maps that I can think of right now to use it on. It would be much more difficult on a map like Katrina, where the starting positions are very, very far away, and Zerg can be in a really good position defensively with that fat ramp at his front and the ability to make more sunken colonies there. So just keep that in mind whenever you're using this, that on maps where things look like they favor aggressive play, this is the build you want to be using. So I hope all of you who listen feel like you have an awesome new Protoss vs. Zerg build to test out. And most importantly, I sincerely hope that you can use this as an example to improve your own analysis of your own play, to try to really flesh out those transitions and make them really easy and really solid. I guess that wraps it up. Thanks, everyone. Cheers.